Hello, Terry Lee Cooper here. Thank you for joining me. Today I would like to talk about creating a personal manifesto and the self-image. Having a personal manifesto can be helpful on the journey to becoming the confident CEO of our lives. In this article, I'm going to be exploring how to create a brief, concise personal manifesto that supports a freely chosen, helpful self-image. And you will know that when I'm referring to a self-image, I'm talking about becoming the confident CEO of our lives. Now, remember, if you are a paid subscriber, you'll receive a more comprehensive exercise and also a guided meditation that you can listen to at bedtime. So let's begin with what a personal manifesto is. A personal manifesto is not a resolution, and it's not intended to be a list of affirmations. Rather, it's a living document that you will think about, review, live, test, and edit over time. If you've completed the workbooks, you know the importance of testing and experimenting and becoming what I like to call an amateur solution-focused social scientist. Now, a personal manifesto is a reflective exercise that encourages us to think about who we are and what is important to us. It could also nudge us into thinking about the legacy we'd like to leave behind. Because, as I like to say, there are no do-overs. So that's it in a nutshell in terms of what a personal manifesto is. So let's just have a little look at what some of the benefits are in creating a personal manifesto. Having a brief but concise manifesto forces us to begin questioning or testing our beliefs. If we're not satisfied with our lives, and a lot of people aren't, chances are that we need to create a shift in our self-image. So a simple manifesto, having one in place, also provides a touch point for when the going gets tough. And that's life, isn't it? Sometimes the going gets tough. So before we move on to building a manifesto, I want to touch on a few concepts from the workbooks. And if you are working through those workbooks, this should sound familiar to you. We never outperform our self-image, how we see ourselves and what we think we're capable of. Our current beliefs and stated goals are intimately tied to our self-image. Our self-image was formed during times of vulnerability before we had the capacity to decide for ourselves. Much of our identity was created for us before we had the ability to sift and sort incoming data or messaging. We often live by the standards, beliefs, and ideals that have been absorbed from our circle of influence and other authority figures. Often, what we think is important to us is simply a regurgitation of what we have learned to believe is important. Now, the primitive mind prefers an identity that is familiar. Therefore, our daily lives are driven by a self-image and are often not aligned with our true potential. Okay? That's from the workbook. Now, if the above line of reasoning is accurate, and I believe it is, then it stands to reason that we should be very interested in developing a self-image that serves us. The idea of becoming the confident CEO of our lives is an apt catchphrase for creating a more empowered self-image. Remember, the thrust of this work is becoming the confident CEO of our lives. This means we must learn to question what is important to us. Is what we declare to be important truly important? Or are there some values, principles, and beliefs that we have simply absorbed without question? I think this is the case for many people. And so the personal manifesto really nudges us into questioning our beliefs and making some decisions about our self-concept, how we see ourselves. And so ultimately, we really do want to look at creating a personal manifesto that supports the emergence of being the confident CEO of our lives. And this is a chosen identity versus something that has been adopted and absorbed over time. So the very act of creating a personal manifesto is an exercise in curiosity and experimentation. We need to be curious and experiment in order to build a stronger belief in the self. So don't let your wife, husband, mother, father, friend, employer, or employee write your manifesto. Remember, one of the CEO mindsets from the workbook is consciously choosing new goals and beliefs rather than passively allowing others to foist their expectations on you. And that should sound familiar. So I would like to leave you with a few tips for creating your personal manifesto. We want to just choose one area of our life that requires adjustment. Just one area of our life that requires our attention. Maybe things are not going as well as you would like them to. And as you know, I am a big advocate of small incremental growth that takes the learning needs of the primitive mind into consideration. So we're looking at a specific pattern of thought, feeling, or behavior around a specific area. For example, career, relationship, our health, finances, etc. So choose just one area, just one. I know we often want to deal with everything at once. That's not how we train our primitive mind. So just choose one area and then decide on a specific 3-month milestone. Now, once you've done that, answer the following questions briefly and concisely so that you can review them each day. You want to set up a quick and simple routine for yourself so that it gets done. Remember that this is a living document that you can be refining over time. I just want you to get started. Here are the questions. 1, what will my life look and feel like when I have hit the milestone? 2, what specific belief do I need to have to reach this milestone? 3, what actions do I plan to take? 4, how will these actions help me build the self-image of being the confident CEO of my life? And if you are listening to any of the other blog articles, the other blog posts, and have worked through either one of the workbooks, you're seeing a theme emerge here. The pieces will be coming together. I encourage you to come back each Thursday, watch for the next blog article, and of course, remember that if you are a paid subscriber, you will be receiving additional information beyond this listening and reading, information that expands on the blog posts and gives you a few more assignments, as well as a recording that you can listen to at bedtime that'll help you to assimilate these ideas. So again, thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.